Welcome back. Moolala Money Made Simple is brought to you in part by Credit Canada. I am the CEO of the organization, and we are Canada's longest standing nonprofit credit counseling agency. Our mission is to help people get out of debt so they can get back into life. Listen, debt is a brutal reality for millions of Canadians. It starts to pile on for lots and lots of different reasons: job loss, divorce, illness, bad luck, you name it. Our accredited credit counselors are available to help you understand your current financial situation and take you through all your options on how to move forward. And there really are options out there. So go to creditcanada.com. We are nonprofit, as I said. The counseling is free and judgment free. In a fit of frustration over your debt, you might be tempted to call up all your credit card companies and cancel everything. Don't do that. Don't do that. Some actions you might think are good for your debt could actually be bad for your credit score. Julie Kuzmic is the Director of Consumer Advocacy for Equifax Canada, and she joins me now to talk about some of these ideas and what you could do instead. Julie, hello there.
Hello.
Why, first of all, why does the credit score matter? Because we're going to talk about things that some would argue, well, that's actually a better way to, you know, rein in your debt. But if they negatively affect your credit score, that's not good for you. Why does the credit score matter?
The credit score is actually intended to be a prediction of the likelihood that people will pay their bills on time. Mm. When you boil it down, that's the whole point of a credit score. And a quick reminder, there are actually multiple credit scores out there. So when we talk about our credit score, we should actually be saying scores, because anybody who has looked up their credit scores from multiple places can probably relate that the numbers aren't always the same. So why does a credit score matter? Credit scores are often used as one of the measures that a lender or another organization, like even a landlord or a potential new employer, uses as part of a decision-making process on how risky we as an individual might be as an applicant. So right. Whether you're applying for a new credit card or you're maybe looking for a new apartment and your landlord wants to take a look at your credit history and take a look at a credit score. Or as I said, even a prospective employer does that sometimes.
It matters. It matters. Okay. So I mentioned this canceling all your credit cards idea, which can be, I mean, you could argue it's good for your debt in that you can't rack up more charges. You'll just use cash. It'll be great. But that's not good for your score for a couple reasons. Why is that?
Well, the credit scores are calculated based on the information that is in your credit file or your credit report, which is what gets reported to the major credit bureaus in Canada on a monthly basis by the different lenders and creditors out there. So if you don't use credit, even the basic use of a credit card on and off, then you're not going to have updated information filling up your credit file. Mm. And ultimately, you're not going to end up being able to get a credit score calculated.
Mm. So never using them is a problem. But I can also imagine it's problematic if you had credit cards, some with a pretty solid credit history, like you've had it for 10 or 15 years, you cancel those cards, you lose that credit history, which can put some weight on your score.
Yeah. Now this one, we hear a lot of questions around. Sometimes people want to do a wallet slim down exercise and get rid of some of those old cards that have been hanging around for years. So it can be an issue if you're getting rid of the, let's say, the credit card that you've had the longest.
Yeah.
What you're ultimately doing is reducing the average age of the credit accounts that you have on your credit file. And the reason that can affect your credit score calculations is that there is a statistical correlation between how long credit accounts have been open and people having positive payment histories or making payments on time. Now, this is one of literally hundreds of factors that go into the credit score calculations. So I don't want someone listening to this to think, oh my gosh, I can never close a credit account again. Sometimes you don't have a choice. sometimes credit card companies decide to exit their Canadian business, yeah. as some of the big ones have done recently. I've had that happen to me where a credit card I had just decided, oh, we're not going to operate in Canada anymore. And of course, when I got that note in the mail, my first response was, but my credit score.
Oh, good. I'm glad even you sings that song. That's good.
Yes. However, it can be a very small component in the overall score calculation. Right. The amount of an impact that it has is going to vary from person to person, depending on the other information that is in their credit file at the time the score is calculated.
Well, there's one last little element that I want to flag here is around utilization. So say you had three cards and the total credit available was 10 grand in a fit of, I don't know what, you cancel two of those three, but don't pay down your debt. Isn't that going to increase the utilization, which could have a negative effect on your score?
It certainly can. So quick reminder about what we're talking about when we talk about utilization. That is the percentage or the amount of your credit limit that you're currently using. So let's say you've got a credit card with a $10,000 limit. If you have a $5,000 balance, you're at a 50% utilization. And people often wonder, what matters more? The utilization across all cards? So if you add it all up or on each card individually. And the answer to that can vary across credit score versions. So again, there isn't a specific rule of thumb about targets other than keeping utilization low if you can. So keeping balances low, that's always better from a credit score calculation perspective. But I want to remind people, I know when you hear these details and it can feel very frustrating, that, well, how am I ever going to get a good credit score? Or if I can't get these specific answers on exactly what to do. When you take a step back and remember, the point of a credit score is to predict whether or not you will pay your bills on time. The most important thing to do is pay your bills on time.
Wow, that's pretty simple. Okay, I want to move on to opening up new cards, because what some people do to get a handle on their debt is they take those promotional low rates and they move their money around. A lot of people, it's like a video game, which can be good for debt in that your interest amount can be lower. Not so good because all those inquiries and new applications can be a negative for your score.
Yes. So I guess it depends on whether the video game ends up being whack-a-mole in the end, where you just can't get a handle on that debt. That's probably not ideal. One of the factors in credit score calculations is opening new credit recently. And the way that that is represented on a credit file is that there are hard inquiries that get recorded on your credit file when you are applying for new credit. And again, the impact of how many recent hard inquiries and how much of an impact it's going to have at all, because there are some people who could apply for a few new accounts within a short period of time and not see any impact on their scores at all. All of that depends on the other information in your credit file at the time the score is calculated. Mm. So rather than fixating on a particular score number that you're seeing somewhere, because many people are tracking their credit scores in one place or more than one place, it's really important to make sure the information on your credit file is accurate, because that's what all the different scores are calculated on.
There are some people who only want one source of credit. They're like, I'm just going to have one credit card. That is it. And they're missing an opportunity, as I understand it, to improve their score if they had some diversity, right? If they had a line of credit or a second card or something about that. Can you talk about that? Because that's another element where people are so rigorous about not racking up more debt, but it may be a negative to their score.
Yeah, so there are a few elements there. One is that the more accounts that somebody has on their credit file, the more solid and rich a credit history, then the easier it can be to predict a credit score. So if you only have one account to go on and you have, say, one missed payment on that account, that might affect that person more than someone who's got a few different accounts and misses one payment on one account. So you may be on a little more solid ground when you've got a little more of a diverse credit history behind you. And the other factor there is that a mix of credit products, so combination of, say, revolving credit accounts like a credit card or a line of credit, and potentially installment loans like a more of a standard bank loan, a car loan, a mortgage, that type of thing. There is a statistical correlation, again, between people having a little more of a diverse credit history in terms of types of accounts and people paying bills on time. And so that's why that is one of the factors that goes into the score calculation. But again, it's not nearly as critical as the paying your bills on time piece.
Fascinating stuff. Julie, thank you for joining us for all that context. We appreciate it.
It's always so fun to talk to you, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Julie Kuzmic, the Director of Consumer Advocacy for Equifax Canada. The focus of our conversation was good for debt, maybe bad for score. I hope you learned something about how those scores are calculated and why they're so important.
Hi, it's me, your debt. Look, we need to talk. This isn't working. The missed payments, the collection calls, and all those sleepless nights. We need nonprofit debt counseling, and I found the perfect place. Credit Canada Debt Solutions. They're non-judgmental, 100% confidential. They'll negotiate with creditors and even stop interest. Don't you want to rebuild your credit? You deserve better.
Break up with debt. Visit creditcanada.com.